Okay, we're starting here with the Gemara and Gimel and Aleph by the two dots. The Gemara is continuing from the sugya yesterday, in which Ravina said to Rapapa, you weren't with us during Shabbos because you were outside the Tchum, and you missed all these great questions that Rav asked. So yesterday's daf, or in daf dal, we dealt with the issue of Lishma, when it came to a get versus Lishma, when it came to a zevach, meaning that by a get, stam does not work. By a zevach, it does work, and we explained the difference between them. Now the Gemara says, "Betu rami milta chrite." Rava also introduced another stira between kodshim and something else. The Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, is it really true that Rav Yehuda Marav said, "Chatat sheshachta l'shem olah psula"? If you take a chatat and you shechta l'shem olah, which would be our Mishnah, then that is psula. Shechta l'shem chulin. On the other hand, if you shechta the chatat l'shem chulin, it's kshera. Alma, the conclusion you have to come from this is the mina machriba. If it's within the same category, it can cause problems. Therefore, when we're talking inside of kodshim, an ola can ruin a chatat. But the labmina, if it's outside the category entirely, then it has no bearing, lo machriba. So therefore, when you're talking about chulin in kodshim, chulin can impact kodshim. So when you say something about chulin, about kodshim, it's as if you said nothing. When you say something about kodshim in kodshim, then you impact. So you see that, or the conclusion from this is, that only something that is in the same category can have impact. Viriminu, and he had a question from a get again. Kol a get, shenichtav shelo l'shem isha, psula. Any get that is not written for a woman is pasul. Va'afilu l'shem ovadat kochavim nami pasul. So when we say here it's not written for any woman, it's pasul, then this even includes being writing it for the name of a non-Jewish woman. If that's the case, now you have a woman who's non-Jewish, who has no shaychut to Gitin, she's not involved in Gerushin and Gitin, and you place her name in the get, and that is posel the get. Well, why? If we just said before, the conclusion was that only something that's relevant to the category can be posel, something that's not relevant to the category cannot be posel. Well, let's say the same thing by get. When it's a Jewish woman's name who's written there, they're fine. But when it's a non-Jewish woman's name that's written there, or about a non-Jewish woman, she has no sheichut to gitin. She should have no impact on the get itself. So why do we have a difference in the halacha between gitin and that which is found by kodshim? So here, when we have a get that's not written for that particular woman's name, is pasul. Even if the name that's put in there is not a name that's relevant to the category, Vishani, and he described the difference between them. Let's assume that when we're talking about something outside of the category, it's as if it's not there. Therefore, get, daloveret kochavim mine. You're right. Let's get rid of this non-Jewish woman's name from the get. As if nothing's written there. Consider it as if it's in blank. Havalei stama, v'stama pasul. And when you write a get stam, it's pasul, because you need an active lishma. That's what we saw yesterday. Kochim, on the other hand, dal chulin minayu, if you take away the chulin here that you're trying to place, havalei stama, then it's a stam kochim. Stam kochim is ksherim, because we just did that yesterday. I mean, that was Rava's question in gitin in kochim yesterday, and we were mechalik between gitin and kochim, because stam isha omedet to be married and not for girishin, stam kochim are omedim to get out to the mizbeach. So therefore over here, if we take away the extraneous lashon of what you did over here, then what's left with is this case of stam. In a case of stam, kochim are good, and get is no good. So that's how Rava explained the difference. Verama milte achrite, and Rava asked another question. Mi amar Rav Yehuda Marav chatat shech shachta l'shem olah psula, shachta l'shem chulim kshera. This is the same statement of Rav Yehuda Marav that we just saw, which is that if you take a chatat and you shecht it for an olah, psula, shechta l'shem chulim kshera. If you shecht it before chulim, then it's okay. Alma. So again, the conclusion you would draw from this is the mina machriba. If it's something within the same category, it can cause problems. Delo mina. If it's outside the category, loy machriba, it has no impact. Ve'atanya by tum antara. Then we have a breito, which is tocho velo toch tocho. Here we're talking about a case of kli cheres. Kli cheres has a unique status amongst kelim when it comes to tuma. An earthenware vessel. An earthenware vessel has a number of items that are different than other kelim. Number one is that a klicheres is only mitame mitocho. It's inside, velo migabo, and not from its outside. So any tumah that comes to a klicheres must touch the inside of the klicheres, not the outside. That's not true of other kelim. Other kelim can be tame or become tame, whether it's from the inside or from the outside, no matter where the tumah touched them. That's number one. Number two by klicheres is that klicheres is mitame be'avir, which means that the item doesn't actually have to touch the klicheres itself or to become tame when it's inside of it. It just has to be in the airspace of the klicheres. If something's in the airspace of the klicheres that's tame, it's as if that item touched the klicheres. It's as if it made that klicheres tame. Whereas that's not true by other kelim. So because of that, that din is learned by Tocho, that anything's inside the Kli Cheres. That means, if you have a utensil, an earthenware utensil that has food inside of it, then a sheretz somehow gets dropped into the airspace of that Kli Cheres. So that sheretz makes the inside of the Kli Cheres to the avir, makes the Kli Cheres tamei, and then the food itself becomes tamei from the sheretz that's inside of it. But that's only true if the food is found inside the Kli Cheres. On the other hand, if the food is found inside another utensil, here we're assuming at first it's a Kli Cheres. So for instance, you have a large earthenware vessel. Inside that earthenware vessel, you have a smaller earthenware vessel whose mouth actually goes above the mouth of the larger earthenware vessel. Now you have a sheretz that drops down into the Kli Cheres between the two, meaning that it's inside of the larger Kli Cheres, the earthenware vessel, but outside the smaller earthenware vessel. So now you have a sheretz inside, and the food's also inside the same bigger Kli Cheres, but it's really all the way inside the smaller Kli Cheres that's inside. So that's what the Braita says, Tocho, something that shares the same toch, the same airspace as the sheretz, that becomes Tamei Mavir. Velo toch tocho, something that's inside something else does not become Tamei. So therefore over here where this Kli Cheres is inside of the larger utensil, but not inside, but outside of the smaller utensil, the food inside the smaller utensil is Tahor. Meaning, assuming again that the Piv, the mouth of that inner vessel is above the mouth of the outer vessel, and that's because of this principle of tocho, velo toch tocho. Only something that's inside is tameh, but not something that is inside. I mean, it's not inside something else that's inside the Kli Cheres. Vakili afilu Kli Shetef Matzil. Now here's the chiddush of this braito, that it's not only if any earthenware vessel is inside this earthenware vessel that this works. This is even true if it's another type of vessel. If you have an wooden vessel, you have a metallic vessel that is found inside the Kli Cheres. So now this vessel sits inside the Kli Cheres. The sheretz never touched the smaller or the interior Kli. It only is in the airspace of the outer Kli being an earthenware vessel. Well, the outer Kli being an earthenware vessel is mekabel tuma, gets tuma through its airspace. So that sheretz that's in the airspace now affects the airspace of the Kli Cheres. Yet, the other Kli on the inside, whose mouth exceeds the mouth of the outer earthenware vessel, protects any food that's inside of it, that it remains tahor. Why? Because again, the principle we said before has to be tocho, has to be only stuff that is inside the earthenware vessel along with the tuma is tamei, but not tocho, not inside of something else that is inside of this Kli Cheres. But what do you see here from the conclusion is that Alma, what would you conclude, is that the tocho, the item that is protecting the food on the inside, can either be a Kli Cheres, which would be Mino, and it could also be not a Kli Cheres, it could be a Kli Eitz, could be a wooden utensil, and that would also protect it. So, wait a minute. Why is that work? We just said before, the conclusion by Chulin and Kochim was, something in the same category can affect. Something not in the same category has no impact. So over here, why don't we say the same thing? Kli Cheres, if another earthenware vessel is inside, then it can protect the food that's inside that smaller vessel from the sheretz that's in the avir of the outer vessel, because they're of the same category. But when you enter a new category of kelim, for instance, wooden kli is inside the larger earthenware vessel, why should it protect the food? It's a different category. If it's a different category, we say it's as if it doesn't exist. Well, as if it doesn't exist, that means that the food is found in the same airspace as the sheretz, and it should be tamei. So why does it work there? Vishani, he says, wait, you're making a wrong comparison. The parallel that you made between kodshim and kelim, tumat kelim, is wrong. And that is because, asu chulin etzel kodshim, kemechitza etzel tanur. What we're talking about over here, when you're talking about Kli and Kli are in the same category. Kli, whether it's a Kli Cheres, or Kli, whether it's a Kli Eitz, those are considered to be the same category, and like Kochim and Kochim. When you're talking about Kochim and Chulin, you have to be talking about something that's totally out of the category. Chulin is not in the category of Kochim. What is that by Tumar, by Tumat Kalim? Is a Mechitza. Ma Mechitza Eitzel Tanur Lo Mahani Laklau. For instance, now, in a case, we have this large earthenware vessel. If you have a tanur, an oven, an earthenware oven, and down the middle of the oven, there's a divider. A divider made out of reeds that divides the oven in half. Lo mahani laklal, it does nothing for you. That means, if the sheretz is found on one side of this mechitza, and the food is found on the other side of the mechitza, the food is tamei, because the mechitza is irrelevant when it comes to this kli. So that's the comparison, because that's eno mino. A mechitza is not considered the mean of a kli. A kli protects, and that makes it toch tocho, but a mechitza which is a different category whatsoever, does not protect the tuma from reaching the other side. It's all considered to be tocho of the oven, or all considered to be tocho of this larger earthenware vessel. And the mechitza has no bearing on the outcome over here. It's not. We have we have a Mishnah in a Kelim. Tanur shechatzutzu min esarim ubiriot. If you have a tanur, a large earthenware oven that was divided in half with reeds or some sort of curtains, v'nimtza sheretz b'malchachad, and there's a sheretz on one side and items on the other side, food items on the other side, kol tamei, it works. Now, keveret, this is a continuation of that Mishnah in Kelim. The keveret, keveret is literally a beehive. Over here, it's referring to probably a cylindrical-shaped receptacle that shehi pchuta, that's missing its bottom. It no longer can be mekabel items. But then they stuffed it, pchuka bekash, they stuffed it with some sort of straw. Umishul shelet avir tanur, and that is dropped into the airspace of the tanur. Their ovens opened up from the top. From down into the, through the top, there's this cylindrical item that is placed in there that's dividing the oven in half. Its mouth reaches above it, above the mouth of the oven. Sheretz bitocha, if there's a sheretz in the avir, the airspace of the kli cheres on one side, a tanur tamei, then the tanur is tamei. Sheretz bitanur, ochlim shebitocha tameim. There's a sheretz in the tamur, then also it affects the ochlim on the other side. So you see that this kash, or this Keveret does not create a division between them. Rabbi Lezer, Mitaher, Rabbi Lezer disagrees and says, no, that's actually Tahor. The cylindrical receptacle here that's missing its bottom, that stuff the kash, does act as a mechitza. Because here you have four walls to this item, or you have all the walls of the kli except the bottom. And by stuffing it with kash, you recreate it, and it's similar. It's like a kli. Since it's like a kli, it's enough to create a division over here. So I'm Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi says, I'll explain to you my position, Chachamim. This is again in the Mishnah in Kelim. Kal v'chomer, imitzil b'meita chamor. If a mechitza works to stop movement of tuma when it comes to tumat amet, which is much more chamor, tumat ohel and tumat amet, lo tatzil b'kli cheres akal, certainly it should work here when we're talking about a kli cheres and tumat kelim is much more kal, tumat sheretz and kelim is much more kal than tumat amet. So if a mechitza works by olot, why doesn't it work also over here by kelim? So I'm low, you can't say that. Lo im amart, if you say, hitzil b'meita chamur shikain chiluk mechitza mo'ila bo'alim, or ba'alot. That it works when it comes to a mate. Mechitza has halachic ramifications or halachic impact when it comes to a mate. Tatzil b'kli cheres, hakao she'ein chiluk mechitza mo'il b'kelim, or b'kli cheres, it has no impact. So the underlying assumption here is actually a machloket rishonim, how to explain this Gemara. We'll explain it first according to the Rambam and what seems to be in Tosafot over here as well, which is that the Chachamim are saying back to Rabbi Eliezer over here, we know that you agree with us. When it comes to a plain mechitza, if there was just a divider inside of this oven, you would agree to us that the tuma would move back and forth from side to side, and mechitza is not enough. You only argue with us on keveret. You only argue with us about this unique circumstance where we're talking about this receptacle that's missing the bottom that has kash stuffed into it. Well, what's your proof? Your proof is from tumat amet. By tumat amet, mechitza helps, or basically keveret helps by tumat amet. So why shouldn't keveret help also by kli cheres? The Chachamim's response is a halachic response. Listen, you agree, by kli cheres, mechitza, plain mechitza doesn't work. By tumat amet, by tumat oel, a plain mechitza does work. Because by oel, all we care about is what's classified as the oel. A mechitza is a divider that separates or makes two into two olot, makes it into two different tents, two different roofs. That's a divider. So mechitza works there. Therefore, the keveret works by tumat amet. Over here, by kli cheres, and mechitza doesn't work. So therefore, also, the keveret does not work. So the Rambam and Tosafot say that the Rabbanan responded with a halachic argument that, see, Rabbi Lezer, you agree with us by mechitza, and since the din of mechitza is different by kli cheres than it is by ohel, so too the din of keveret will be different. It works by ohel because mechitza works by ohel. It doesn't work by kli cheres because mechitza doesn't work by kli cheres. It's functioning, the keveret's functioning as a mechitza in each of these cases. Rabbi Lezer is also obviously going to disagree and say that the keveret is different. Keveret's not really a mechitza, it's a mechitza plus. It's a mechitza that's almost a kli, and since it's almost a kli, it functions like a kli over here. Rashi, on the other hand, says that's just a practical. The answer of theirs is it's a practical issue, which is, Rashi says over here, derech b'nei adam lachlok ohalim b'mechitza. People normally divide up spaces with dividers with mechitzot. People do not divide up kelim with mechitzot. Therefore, when it comes to an ohel, a mechitza will have impact. And it will sound from that that also a kaveret will have impact. And it, from Rashi, it sounds like Rabbi Elazar even argues on the first part of the Mishnah, even about mechitzot. So that's what helps in that instance. But by kli cheres, when talking about kelim, people don't normally use mechitzot and kli cheres. They don't normally put mechitzot and kli cheres. That's not going to be considered or classified as a divider to separate for tuma. So that's the response of the Chachamim to Rabbi Elazar. So now the Gemara says, Hatinach the Rabbanan. That explanation of Rava works well according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say that by Kli Cheres, a mechitza or the Kaveret does not work, then that answer works well. And he compares Kochim and Chulin to a case of Kelim that are divided by a chitza where it doesn't work. On the other hand, Kochim to Kochim is the equivalent of a case of Kelim inside of Kelim where it does work. So that works well. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says mechitza does work by Kli Cheres, or Kaveret does work by Kli Cheres, what are you going to say? So Rabbi Elazar agrees in principle to what Rab said. He just has a kavachomer by kelim. So when it says if that's the case, right? Probably here it should be hocha. In our case over here, meaning kochim, because kochim is the locus over here. So it should say hocha nami. Also in our case by kochim lema kavachomer, you can make the same kavachomer over here, which is kochim mechalalim kochim. If kodesh can impact kodesh, chulin lo koshkin, then certainly chulin can make an impact. Right? If Rabbi Elazar is just using a kavachomer, he says if it works by tumat meit, it should work by Tumat klicheres. Let's say the same thing here. If kochim can affect kochim, chulin should be able to affect kochim. Now Tosfos says over here, wait a minute. The Gemara has assumed until this point just the opposite. That it's more logical to say mina, that something in the category impacts, than something outside of the category. What type of kal v'chomer is this? This is the exact opposite of the logic that we've used until this point in time. Therefore, Tosfos explains the kal v'chomer slightly in a varied state. He says, near the farish, David kal v'chomer ishum, demok kochim she'en mechalalin, kegon she'shochet chatat stam. That he's shechted as chatat without any thoughts. But kasavar shehi ola, that he thought it was an ola. He thought in his head it was an ola, and he shechted stam, he didn't say anything. That works and does not ruin the korban. On the other hand, if somebody shechs a korban, when he has, again, stam, he didn't say anything, but in his mind he thinks it's chulin, that does impact the korban. So over there you see that chulim is more chomor than kochim, when there's shechting at stam, and there's a machshava. So now the Gemara wants to use that, that's what he's saying. Over there it's chulin, so now that's the kamal chomer. You see there that chulin impacts when you have machshavet stam, that chulim impacts, and kochim do not impact. So if that's the case, let's say over here, if kochim works to ruin it, then certainly chulin should work to ruin it. When you actually say kochim, it ruins it. Then when you actually say chulin, it should also work. So Taz is taking it from that kal v'chomer machshava and saying, well, if you actually say the dibur, it should certainly work. And that's why the kal v'chomer is different. We're premising it or basing it on a different category, a different idea that comes up later in the Gemara rather than what we've said until this point in time. So the Gemara says, Elo, time of the Rav, Rabbi Elazar. Rav's reasoning is really like Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rav. Rav has a pasuk, Velo yechalalu et kochei b'nei Yisrael et Asher Yerimu L'Hashem. So this is really a pasuk that's speaking about Tevel and Shuma. Nevertheless, and it's not clear why, he dashes from this that Kochim, that only Kochim can affect Kochim. Velo yechalalu et kochei b'nei Yisrael et Asherimu L'Hashem. So Kochim, mechalalim Kochim. It's only yichalel ayidei kodesh. Kodesh is mechalel, and not vein chulin mechalalim Kochim. That doesn't work over here. Alma, so what do you see from this? The Atakra, the Pasuk comes, Afke Kavachomer, Ein Ochanami. We could have had the same Kavachomer that Rabbi Eliezer makes by Kelim from Tumat Meit to Kelim. We could have said the same thing by Kochin and Chulin. It would have worked. We would have said, if it affects Kochin, affected, then certainly Chulin affects it. Along comes the Pasuk and says, don't think that way. The logic is flawed. We don't make a Kavachomer here because the Pasuk says Kochim, yes, Chulin, no. So when it says, why don't we say the same thing by Tumat Kelim? Because over there we also have a pasuk. Achanami leite tocho lifke mikal v'chomer. We have the word tocho. Tocho velo toch tocho. Right? That's anything that is considered to be tocho is problematic. Anything that is toch tocho is not problematic. Well, if you put up a mechitza between the two sides of the tanur, that's still the toch of the tanur. It's still the inside. And both sides are still classified as the inside of the tanur. And therefore, migzerat ha-ketuv, it should be tameh. despite the Kal v'chomer that Rabbi Eliezer has. If you say we have a pasuk by Kodshim to eliminate the Kal v'chomer, I have a pasuk by Kli Cheres also to eliminate the Kal v'chomer. Gemara says, no, by Tocho, that Tocho, I need it for something else. Hai Tocho mi bailei, the ochlim shegivlan betit. Rabbi Eliezer needs that to teach me how to case where I have food that was wrapped up inside of either cement or some sort of plaster and then put into the tanur. In that case, we would have thought, since if a sheretz touched it directly, it wouldn't affect the food inside because it's surrounded by something else, and that something else will come to me and not the food inside of it. So maybe too, when it's in the avir, when it's inside the airspace of the kli cheretz, it also should not be affected. Along comes Tocho to teach me that what? That oklim shegivlan betit v'ichnisan avir tenor sakadat kmin ol minigya lo mitame be. So I think when if the kli sheretz would touch it directly, it wouldn't affect it. But v'yo nami lo mitamo, that inside there also not be tame kamash malon, that tocho then is classified as toch. Even though the food is inside the tit or the plaster, that is still considered to be the inside of the tanur. If it's the inside of the tanur, they are tame. The Rabbanon, why don't the Rabbanon need that limud also? Tocho for that. And the Gemara says, Ranak lo tzrichi kro. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. That is tocho. I don't need a special pasuk to teach me that's considered inside of the tanur. You have a half a meter from nigia. Nigia is not avir. Those are two different types of tuma and klicheres. There's touching, and then there's avir klicheres. Avir klicheres, its own rules. Those rules are, if it's toch, if it's inside, it's classified as tamei. It doesn't matter to me that if it was touched, it wouldn't be tamei. That's irrelevant in this aspect. So the Rabbanan do have the pasuk of tocho to eliminate the kal v'chomer, even though, again, above we have other reasons to eliminate it because they have logic arguments against it. So therefore, since they have the pasuk to eliminate, they don't hold of the kal v'chomer, and mechitza does not protect by kli cheres, and by kochim. Also, since they have a pasuk to eliminate the kal v'chomer, also chulin will not affect kochim, only kochim will affect kochim. Rabbi Lezer, who needs to hold for another limud, therefore only has the pasuk by kochim to eliminate the kal v'chomer, but by kelim, he doesn't have that pasuk, and therefore he'll down the kal v'chomer, he's down the kal v'chomer. Then in Ochanami, if it works, mechitza works to protect, and olamet, it also will work to affect kli cheres. Right, so now the Gemara brings down additional questions. These aren't from Rava and answers, but along the same line, the same genre of questions. Rav Yosef bar Ami Rami. He had a question, Shinei Kodesh or Shinu Balim. He asked the question about Shinei Kodesh from Shinu Balim, two statements of Rav. One dealing with Shinei Kodesh, which means I changed the type of korban from Mechata to Ola, etc. And one is a Shinu Balim, where I changed the person I'm bringing the korban for. Umishani, and then he taught us an answer. Mi amar Rav? Rav says, Chatat sheshachto l'shem chatat kshera. Person who shechs a chatat, for instance, he's bringing a chatat for chelev, and instead he shechs the chatat for dam, gives it for another type of chatat, kshera, that's fine. L'shem olah, but if he does it for an olah, psula. Alma, so from this you would conclude, the lav mino machripa. Something that is not in the category ruins it. Dimino lo machripa, but something within the same category is fine. If he takes a chatat, brings it as a different type of chatat, fine, no problem. Brings it as an olah, problematic. So now, v'amar Rav. Don't we have Rav says, chatat sheshachta mish mechuyov chatat. If you bring a chatat for Reuven, and then you shecht it instead for Shimon, and Shimon had to bring a chatat, psula. On the other hand, if Shimon only was chayav or obligated to bring an olah, he didn't have to bring a chatat, kshera. Alma, the conclusion from here would be the bar mina machripa. Something that's in its own category is problematic. The lav mina lo machripa. Something outside the category is not problematic. You have a stira here. When it's talking about the shema karban, the karban itself, we say, well, if it stays in category, fine. If it moves out of category, problematic. But when we're talking about the individuals who are bringing the balim of the karban, we say if the balim are now obligated in the same karban, problematic. They're in the same category of chiyuv, problematic. If they are in a different category, no problem. So that seems to be a stira, one against the other. So what do you do, Mishani? He answered up. Hot on, by the case of chatat itself, when we're talking about the korban itself, it says, v'shachat ota lechatat. You must shecht it for a chatat. Amar Rachmana. Hare chatat, l'shem chatat, nishchata. When you do chatat chelev for chatat dam, you made it into a chatat. The Torah demands it be a chatat. It is a chatat. But when you make it into an olah, that's problematic. That goes against what the pasuk says to make it a chatat. Hocha, by the case of the balim, it says v'chiper alav. It says that the chatat will be mechaper for the one who brings it. K'tiv alav v'lo al chavero. It will be mechaper for him, but no one else. Chavero, dum yedidei. But it's chavero, when we say alav, that it works for him and not anybody else, that means somebody else who needs the same kapara, who needs this in the same category as him. Shemechuyav kapara kamoto. That one who is chayav, who is mechuyav in the kapara like him. So therefore, when they're of similar chiyuv, then they're problematic. But when they're different, they're not problematic. So that's why by shinui balim, being of the same is problematic. Being different is good. By shinui kodesh, changing the korban, being the same is good. Being different is no good. And that's all because of the gzerat ha-ketuv in these two instances. Rav Chaviva Rami, Rav Chaviva asked it in a different way, a different question. Shinu Balim Atoch Tocho. He took the Shinu Balim, our case over here, and he asked on the Toch Tocho is the case that Rava brought before. Umishani, then he answered. He says, Mi Amar Rav Chatat Sheshachta Mishu Michuyov Chatat Psula. Someone who shecks a Chatat for someone else. Reuven was supposed to bring a Chatat and make it for Shimon instead, and Shimon had to bring a Chatat Psula. Al Mishu Chuyov Alak Shira. But if Shimon had to bring an Ola, then it's okay. Almo demino machribo, la mino lo machribo. So that case sounds like if it's in the same category, problematic. Different category, not problematic. Va, Tanyo. Don't we have a brighta? Tocho. Velo tochto afilu kli shetif matzio. That it says tocho is problematic when it comes to tuma. Velo tocho. But not something's inside of something else. And we said before, even kli shetif matzio. Even kelim that are not kli cheres, they still act as a barrier for the avir kli cheres. So there you see something that's not the mean is protective. So why is that? Why is it over there that when it's not the min, it acts as a protection? If you say that when it's not the min, it has no impact, then also over here, the kli cheres should not protect. Gemara answered up, Mishani says, it's a gzeret ha-katuv. Gzeret ha-katuv, the kli shetiv helps. Why is that? Arba tocho ktiv. In the parsha, it says tocho four times. Now, truth, it only says tocho twice, but the way the Mishnah learns it is toch, tocho. It could have written toch, and instead it writes tocho by kli cheres. So twice it says tocho. So it could have written toch, tocho, and then toch, tocho. That gives you four limudim. It should have written toch, instead it writes tocho. And then from tocho itself, you can learn a limud of tocho and not something else. So what are the four limudim that we have over here? Chad, the gufei. You need one to teach you the din of toch. You need one to teach you the din of toch, which is that kli cheres is metamei me'avir. The chad le gzera, shava. And one of them is for a gzera shava. The gzera shava teaches you that not only is the item that's inside the kli cheres tamei by the avir, but even the sheres that comes in can be metamei the kli cheres, even when it's in the avir. Meaning both the purveyor of the tuma and the receiver of the tuma can both be affected by the avir kli cheres. That's the gzera shava. Chad tocho, one extra tocho is shel zeh, v'lo tocho shel acher, that this only applies to kli cheres and to no other kelim. This din of avir is unique to kli cheres and no other kelim. And the last, igdach tocho, the fourth one is eloimo v'lo toch tocho, v'afil kli shetef matzil. That's tocho, and not lo toch tocho, that even kli shetef would be matzil. So over here, Tosos points out, how come we didn't answer this before? The Gemara before had the same problem about toch tocho and kli shetef. Why didn't the Gemara there say it was a gzerat hakatuv? So Tosos says that the two Gemaras are actually following a different line of thought. Over here in the first Gemara on Amud Aleph, when they're asking the question, they want to know why kli shetef works. Over there, it's obvious to them why kli cheres works, because we said before that mino works. Mino ruins mino. So therefore, kli cheres definitely ruins the other kli cheres, means it makes it into a toch tocho, makes it into a second internal receptacle. By kli shetef, we don't know what the din is, because there it's not the same min. Along comes the answer of the Gemara over there and says, no, they are the same min. They really are the same category. A kli is a kli, and they're all within the same category. So that's why the Gemara answered up in that first case, we're talking about the same category. Just like by kochim. Kochim, if it's the same thing, if it's the same category, any type of kochim, then it's probably problematic. When it comes to kulin, that's totally a new category. That's not even within the realm. When it comes to kli shetef, they are kelim. And since they are kelim, they work. So that's how we solved the problem before. But in our case here on the Amud Vat, we're not talking about kulin at all. We're talking about two different categories of kochim. We're talking about kochim, where it's the shame hamechuyav ola, and the one is mechuyav chatat. So there, we're all within the category of kochim. If you're all within the category of kochim, that's very similar. If the answer by kli shetef, if the reason it works is because it's a kli, just like kli cheres. So it's here, kochim is just like kochim, so it should work over there also. It should affect it in both instances. That's when we need to bring in the gzeret ha-katuv to say that it works, that toch tocho works, that it's a gzeret ha-katuv by kli cheres, that any kli inside of it protects it. That's not true by kochim. By kochim, we'll have the normal spur, the normal logic that works, which is that it's mino, if it's mean, it hurts it. It's eno mino. If it's not exactly that it's mean, then it won't hurt it. True, that would have been the same by kli cheres, but by kli cheres, we have a special gzera takatuv. We'll stop over there.